2005.
It's live.
You're a 30-year-old woman. You need to grow up.
It's local.
I like cookies.
That's a really grown-up response.
And it's a little bit loose.
I'm rash-free. So, I believe, is Ellie, although I wouldn't know if she was.
Yeah, I'm rash-free.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast, the Ellie and Bex podcast.
Hello, Sunny Coast. Apologies for my ramblings over the top of that. Only one of my headphones is working at the moment, so I don't feel like I'm properly
on air. So does that make it a headphone?
It does make it a headphone, and I don't like it. But hello, welcome to the podcast.
You know what's even more annoying, guys? The fact that the headphone's not working is a big deal in radio.
It is a massive deal.
It just puts you off. Mm. Imagine if your co-host's headphones weren't working and she mentioned it 78,000 times a show. That might put you off as well.
Mate, it's all I can hear, which means it's all I can think about, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit like being annoying.
Does that mean that all you can think about is me?
No.
Because all you can hear for quite, I would probably talk to you for longer. I do talk to you for longer than anyone else in your life.
No. Yes, true, but you're not all I think about.
Look at you scrambling. Oh, my own logic is being used against me.
I'm not scrambling. Not scrambling,
Hey,
bro.
Big podcast today. Some pretty cool stuff, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I am going to stick around for that. Pretty cool stuff, guys.
Cool stuff. We've got some ghost stories.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I received an email today.
Yes,
and,
good on you.
I want to take you through it, word for word, because I got a bit of a giggle out of it.
Yes.
But also, I was enthralled until the very end by the picture that it painted. Now, it's obviously a scam. I'm going to come right out and say that.
Yeah.
But listen to the way that this man has gone about it, okay?
Well, this music's creepy.
I know. Well, don't worry. It's my dramatic storytelling music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's subject heading, I await your response. Coming on very strongly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't even
well,
know.
Well, then you can await a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, friend. I have received
Again,
your...
Again, assuming.
Yeah, like, we're not friends. I don't know you, but apparently...
What is it? Jerry Springer. You don't know me.
I have received your email and its content is well noted.
Oh, God.
Never emailed this man. This is not a joke. And it will never be a joke. I contacted you in good faith, far from scam.
Far from. Is that like they had a meeting? They're like, guys, you know, our grammar is off, our spelling is off. We're a bit, you know, culturally insensitive. We're coming on a bit strong. Australians are generally a lot more laid back.
Mm.
We need to put a sentence in that throws them off thinking it's a scam.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go with far from scam.
Yep. You had the same surname with my late patient who died by COVID-19. Oh, sorry to hear.
Mm.
He lived. Deposit sum of 10,800,000 euro on his account before his death 3 years ago. Okay.
Always a nice, neat number, isn't it, too?
Yeah, where's my dramatic? Okay, it's coming. Now, the bank, this is where it gets good, right? So that's pretty stock standard for a scam, but this is where it gets good because he evokes some emotion.
Yeah.
Now, the bank board of directors are now wants to confiscate its account and have the money shared within themselves. I'm reading it word for word.
Are they putting dollar bills up their butt? Is that what's happening?
Well, they're wanting to...
you're sharing it within yourself. Is that what's...
The greedy bank board of directors want the money.
Look, they're just standing in the boardroom stuffing themselves full of cash.
Yes. As the person doctor to this death person...
sorry, that one again, please.
As the person doctor to this death person... I have decided to search with my late patient's surname to locate any members of his family to come fuff, and put a claim over his...
Different time slot, I would have made that joke.
Put a claim over his Lyft deposit fund. It's more better than when the bank board of directors confiscate the account and have the funds shared within themselves. So true. Jeez. So he's doing a good deed, right? He's looking for the family. This is why I've contacted you to put a claim over the fund, as it will be an inheritance fund. And I can assure you that with the information I have in my position related to the late patient, the bank will release the fund and transfer to your account.
That's what worries me, because occasionally it's coherent English. Like, I can assure you.
Yeah, would we call this coherent?
What is a comfuff?
And then kindly let me know if you're willing to proceed to the claim. And don't forget...
I don't understand what he wants.
This is what he wants. Don't forget to provide the required information in my previous email.
Okay.
I wait for your feedback. Thank you, Dr. Raymond Mirabel. Except the email account that it's from is williamchambers@gmail.com. So is this Raymond or is it William?
I wonder if he bulk bills.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of good. This is really good personal service.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Hey, folks, we vowed at the start of this year to ask simple and some might say stupid questions.
Well, most would say stupid.
Provided they were things that every one of you would have an answer to, and we do it in the pursuit of perfection.
The answers to the questions... Nobody asked Ellie and Bex. Pursuit of Perfection.
Oh, it's off to a...
What?
Off to a roaring start this year.
It is off to a very roaring start. I mean, we have ascertained what makes the perfect tea towel, in case you were just lying awake at night, stressing about that.
What was the other one?
Oh, who knows, mate? We've done too many.
Something else. Oh, no, toasty. Perfect toasty. What goes in the perfect toasty?
True.
This week, something different. It's nothing to do with food or whatever else, but well, there's been a lot of chat around the weather and about the heat, and rightly so. It has been bloody awful the last few days. I've been packing up the house, and it has been rubbish. So I want to ask you this. All other things being equal, so we're not talking about wind and, you know, rain and this and that and whatever else. Mm-hmm. What is the perfect temperature? Give me a number, right? Give me a number. What's that temperature that when you look at your phone, you go, oh, yeah. Now, you could be a bit of a cold frog like my wife and like it as close to 100 as possible.
Yeah, 100?
No, but you know what I mean. Just
paraphrasing. Oh, right, right. Oh, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, she cannot survive in that, bro.
You could be also someone who's just moved from Melbourne, to, you know, Tasmania, whatever, and is like, oh, yeah. 24 will do me.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of factors to this because are we talking like your favourite aircon temperature or your favourite outside temperature?
No.
Because for me, they're two very different things.
Can we make a decision on that?
Look.
Early, please.
I think.
Because I was just thinking just weather in general.
Yeah. No, I think it's your call. If your favourite surrounding temperature is caused by an aircon, then by all means, call
so
up
they
and
can
give
call
me...
it for both. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Okay. We'll sweeten the pot. Pretty simple. We have got a preview screening of the new Dynasty, Marvel Studios, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Event Cinemas Feb 16. We got a stack of tickets on our guest list. If you want to come out, they've always got the perfect temperature in there.
That
it's nice and cool.
I always bring a jacket, never need it.
What is, give me a number, what is the perfect temperature? When you see a day or an aircon, what is the perfect temperature? Eleanor Cheney, if you wouldn't mind.
This is hard because I have so many answers to this question.
Mm.
But I know you're looking for the most simple one, which is living on the Sunshine Coast. If I see a weather forecast, what I'm looking for.
Yes.
I'm looking for 27 degrees.
27.
27.
I look at that and I go, that's a top. Not too bad.
Mm.
But growing up in Queensland, both of us grew up in warm climates.
Mm.
29 for me.
Well, in Perth, my favourite, for just a normal day is 28, but for a beach is 32. Because 32 in Perth is not the same as 32 here.
32 here, you're going to die.
32 here is hot.
29, Sunny Coast. What's your favourite temperature? What's the perfect one? 545-11919. But this woman will give you a straight answer to any question you ask, Alex from Perugian.
Hey, guys.
Is that fair, do you think? Is that fair?
Straight always, you know.
You're always straight up. Hey, what's the perfect temperature?
For me, it's got to be 22. You know, there's no sticky in there. You can wear whatever you want.
22.
Does 22 remind you of home, though? Is that what's happening there?
Oh, no, that's summer in New Zealand. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Everyone's taking the day off. It's 22 in New Zealand, aren't they?
That's a heat wave.
22. You're the lowest one yet.
Yeah.
But, look, interesting. No sticky. There we go.
No sticky. I like that, Alex.
There we go. All right. Thank you, Alex. You can come with us, Ant-Man and the Wasp, on the 16th of February. Event Cinemas, we've got a preview screening. Would you like to come along?
Awesome, that's what I was hanging out for.
Thank you.
Was that the only reason you called?
Not us, yeah,
rude,
fine. Okay.
Alex.
Oh, God, okay.
Jeez.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I just love hanging out with you. Well,
and she knows it's going to be 22 degrees at Event Cinemas.
True.
So.
Brooke's in Kooluan. What do you think it is, Brooke?
Look, I'm originally Tasmanian, so no judgment, but I reckon
so
I've been
seven.
Up here for about 14 years, and I reckon 25 is... just good.
Now, are we talking a Tasmania 25 or a Queensland
25? No, Queensland. Sunny Coast 25 up here, I reckon, mint.
That's it. That's it. Low humidity.
Yeah. But is it good
humidity
enough to be...
the worst.
Is it good enough to be, like, dripping hot to go to the beach?
25, you can go to the beach.
Yeah, you can.
No, 20, it's just nice. It's just not too sticky. Not, you know, it's just, just
right.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, 25 from you, Brooke. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
This
we'll
is the sort of empirical evidence we need. The great Blanche in Palmview. What is the perfect temperature?
I think that 30 is a good temperature to be at the beach, to go in the water, get out and still not need a towel, and maybe a little slight cool breeze.
A lot of people are adding their own little mayo now. It's great.
You
All
can't
right.
just add in the breeze, okay?
All right, beautiful. Blanche, you're coming to the movies with us.
And good on you, Blanche.
Love this man. Paulie the tradie from Noosa.
Hey, Paul.
Now, you grew up in the cold climate. You're a northern hemisphere baby.
Yeah, Oh, mate, I'm dying in this heat at the moment.
So what's perfect for you then?
Well, look, to be honest...
About 12 degrees.
Yeah, no, 24 is pretty nice because I've been on the roof for the last 3 days and I feel like I'm a rotisserie chicken.
It does make a difference if you're working out in it. You know, it's all well and good for us to be like, yeah, we want it to be 30, but we're in aircon all day. For you, Paul, you're out in the elements.
24 for the roofer from Noosa. Also, mate,
Ellie and
to,
Bex.
91.9 CFM.
On the 16th of Feb, mate.
Oh, happy days.
There you go.
Hurries.
He's a good man.
Finally, Tim from Narimba. Settle the score for us because we haven't actually had the same person and say the same temperature twice yet. So
the same person.
You could be... Sorry. A person say
there
the same
no
temperature.
There are no duplicate results here. What are we talking
That's
about,
right,
Tim?
I understood what you were trying to say.
Yeah, thank you.
I reckon it's a cool, crisp 26 degrees. Ooh. That's in between those hot and cold weathers where you can still wear the boardies and shirt, but yet you're not sweating.
I am for a 26. I said 27 before, but I could settle on 26.
So he said 26. Yeah,
no one else has said that either.
What's your number, Chaney?
I said 27 originally. We've had a 25, a 30,
I'll
24.
I'll read through them all for you. Yeah, yep. 25, 22, 26, 27, 30, and 24. I'm going to give us if you just have a little chin wag to Tin about why
are
that's
you doing
the perfect number.
Are you going to do the maths?
Yeah, mate.
Give us an average. All right, Tim, how's your day been?
Yeah, it's been good. How's your been?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. You know, just doing a bit of work here and there, eating some food, and waking up, that whole
hanging out,
shebang.
Hanging out
guys, I have a number.
Yeah, that is true,
The Sunny Coast has spoken.
Oh, okay,
and
all
in the most robust of research routines, we can ascertain, Chaney, in the pursuit of perfection.
Here you go. Do you want a dun-dun-dun?
Yes. Okay. The perfect temperature is... 24.83 recurring.
Oh, no. That's too cold. That's too cold.
It was Alex with their bloody 22.
Bloody Alex.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
What are we doing right now? Where's my rundown?
Best compliment.
Best compliment. Oh, no, we're not doing that. No. Well, I can do that later. I mean, that's a great...
What do you mean?
That's a great story. I was actually paid the best compliment ever by someone today at my house. But I thought instead of that, I'd take you guys on a little journey. Radio stations, when we're talking and whatever else, we have these things called loggers. And would you like to explain to the audience what a logger does?
No, because I feel like this is a stitch up coming
my way. It keeps the recordings of audio. So anytime a microphone is open, even if we're on air or off air, it's basically like a recording. It's a backup tape, if you like, so that when we need to grab stuff to send to people, like, oh, you're on the radio, hey, you want to hear it, here it is. Or we might, make an error, we can go back and get the original. Earlier today we were doing some recording and
I've said a lot of stuff today.
Ellie, the mics are on. Number one rule in radio.
I don't know.
Number one rule in radio. There are a few things that happened that I thought I might just bring to the audience's attention. If you wouldn't mind, on your screen there, on your button bar pages, on your sound effects pages, just go to EB Random 2 and there'll be 3 in the middle column in blue.
EB Random 2?
Yeah, and they should say, like, they should be like S sweep or something
like
that.
We don't have EB random 2 in here.
I'm pretty sure we do.
We have EB random 2.
There it is. I know we do because I just...
What, sweeps?
There's 3 of them. So we'll go in order and you can perhaps one at a time explain what's happening here. This was during us recording some work earlier today.
JFK gone away. What else do I have to say? I think that was quite tuneful, to be honest.
That's what I have to deal with every day, guys. When the mics are on, when the mics are off, there is singing incessantly and not always good singing. Okay, that's probably the lamest of the 3 examples I have here. Then we moved on to something that was a little bit more Eleanor Rose Chaney.
It's 5:30. I don't know what time it is.
Can I have it again, please?
Oh, come on. It's 5:30. I don't know what time it is. Okay, well, I didn't know what time it was.
And don't play it just yet, but I think you know what number 3 is. I'm going to give you the opportunity to introduce this grab because even though you've never heard it before, you're a smart woman and you know exactly,
what it's going to be. So we were recording something and in it I was talking about how maybe I needed to do a burp because I had some ginger beer.
Yeah.
And so I did a very petite little one that you could not hear on air and you're like, oh, that's not a real burp. So we stopped recording and then maybe I let it out.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's what this is.
Here is Eleanor Rose Chaney in between the songs. Whatever does she get up to?
There it is. was not meant for broadcast.
Play it once more for everyone.
There it is.
My favourite bit. Everyone's going to listen to it just one more time. I want you to listen for the second effort, okay? After the burp has popped, the push out. Listen for the second effort, all right? Just.
There it is.
That is
revolting.
Sounds like a scene from
you
Alien.
You've added something to that. Also, that was not meant for on air.
Well, that's a shame.
That was because you were teasing me about
shame
my petite burp.
I've added it in. It's going to pop up at random parts of the show for the rest of the day.
No.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
As radio announcers, we're pretty... our self-esteem can go up and down based on people's feedback pretty quickly, can't it?
Yeah.
You know, you read a good comment on the socials or whatever and you're like, oh, I'm amazing, and then one of them says, you know, you're fat and ugly or whatever else.
Oh,
and then
someone calls you up and says, get a new person on the radio, you stupid bee.
Wow. Yeah. That hasn't happened here. Didn't happen in Queensland.
Nah, it didn't happen in Queensland.
That was dirty Victoria.
Queenslanders wouldn't do
that. I got paid the best compliment, I reckon, in my life. What would you say in terms of out-of-work skills, things that I want to be good at?
Oh, geez. You want to be a good handyman?
Yes.
You're going to be a good father.
Yes, well, you can stop there because we're moving out of our house, and one of those things you've got to do when you're renting your house, because we own the house, you need your pool safety certificate.
Mm-hmm. That must be nice.
I'm 10 years older than you and I've made smarter choices. Okay?
Fair.
Don't hate me for it. Okay, I haven't partied in Greece. You get your pool safety certificate up to date. So they go through and they look at everything, and then they come back and you've got to fix everything, like climbing hazards, you know, locks, that sort of thing, lots of stuff with the fence and all those sorts of things, and stuff that typically requires handymen or handy women, you know, tradespeople to come in and fix and whatever else. And the lady, she's really lovely, the lady who does the inspections. Mm. I didn't meet her the first time. She just gave Lisa a list of defects, if you like, things mm-hmm. that needed to be fixed. And she came today and there were a few things, whatever else, grinding this, doing that, whatever else.
You're going to go on Grindr?
And, yes, that's exactly what I did. I got on a gay chat meetup whilst talking to a married woman about my swimming pool.
Seems very odd, but okay. You're telling
I
a story.
I got, for me personally, and I know this isn't for everyone, the best compliment. It totally floated my boat. It really put a pep in my step. I don't know if you've noticed, but today at work I've been quite confident and up and about.
Is this... Are we stopping down this whole time for you to brag? Is this what's happening here?
No. I'm flattered.
Okay.
I'm flattered. I feel incredible because she stopped halfway through me doing some stuff with the fence, some carpentry. And she said, "My, you're really handy."
Oh, yeah, that'll do it for you.
Oh, you want to give me an incredibly large head? That's all you've got to, say. Like, to a lot of other people, that wouldn't matter.
Yeah. But for you, that's big.
But to me, like, I just, wow.
Can I just focus more? Okay, yeah, of course she called you handy. Good job. Proud of you. But my?
Well, I don't know if she said my.
Very handy. Yeah, it okay. sounds, right. no it one wasn't, says my.
Okay, we weren't in Shakespearean
it
times.
Like
I'm pretty
a fake
sure she.
Story.
Pretty sure she just said, wow, you're really handy. Okay?
Gee willikers, that man over there is quite handy.
Gee willikers, get stuff, Chaney.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
How do I say goodbye? How do I say goodbye?
You feel good, drive home. We're Ellie and Bex on 91.9 CFM. That song doesn't make me feel good.
Needs to specify a language. How do I say goodbye? I mean, it could be, you know.
Ciao.
Yeah, exactly.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, Dean. Okay, there you go. Hey, we're doing it for Sunco Motors. We're buying
any
a car.
Any non-Asian version.
Means a great deal more. Arrivederci. Ciao wasn't Asian. That was
no,
Italian,
well,
bro.
No, just asked for any more. Okay, cool. Just like to get a nice balanced flavour.
Okay.
Hey, yesterday, so this week we're moving house, which means world's upside down, especially with
It's the worst.
With a one-year-old.
More stressful than a car accident.
Out of control. And naturally, my wife's doing most of the work because she's amazing. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, the electric gate that I built closed on her car.
Well, that's unsurprising.
It's what? What did you burp again?
No, just my throat made a strange sound into the microphone.
What was that?
I don't know. I think it was digestion.
I was expecting you to bust out of the ring, my precious.
No. Okay, back to the gate. So the gate closed on the car. How bad is A, the car, and how bad is B, the gate?
Not sure. Okay, the gate's fine. The gate actually, it hit it that hard, the gate came off the tracks. So I had to put it back on today. So it's not really the gate's fault, but... Got me to thinking, not what have you hit with your car, but what has hit your car, okay? So your car was fine, it was stable, it was sitting there, and something hit it. I'll give you an example. A couple of years back in Melbourne, I used to live there, and absolutely piddling down rain. It was crazy. Wind and everything, whatever else. One of the main roads, I think it was like Hawthorne Road or something, I saw a gum tree had fallen down across the road. Well, part of it had fallen down across the road. And I thought, well, you can't stay there because someone will hit it and it'll be all sorts of trouble. So I pulled over in the rain, got out in the pouring rain, and moved as much of this tree as I could muscle off the road, at which point the rest of the tree fell down, missed me, but pretty much snapped my car in half.
Oh, no.
And how's this? Not covered by insurance.
Even though you're being a good Samaritan.
Act of God. I was pulling over trying to help it out.
Yeah. That's rough, bro.
Shell in Nambour. Afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
Hi, Shelly.
What hit your car?
I was stationary coming out of the tyre place at Kmart End. And I was coming out to Aerodrome Road. I was stationary, and this old guy who had a little bit too much to drink on an electric wheelchair scooter went to the side of my car.
One of those guys. I see them. They're fast and loose quite often,
yeah,
aren't they? And he just
said,
well, what's going on there? Did he bounce or did he cause any damage? What happened?
did he bounce?
He did cause some damage. He still hasn't paid for it. Which is really frustrating. And I literally had my other side fixed the week before.
Oh, you're kidding.
From another.
Who would have thought
incident?
An alcoholic guy in an electric scooter wouldn't pay his bills?
Yeah, he sounds like a stand up citizen.
You know what I mean? Like, what are the odds?
Is that considered drink driving?
It'd
for
have
him?
To be.
Do you reckon?
No,
it would have to be.
You know what? It's considered Wednesday for him.
Yeah.
That's
you're
what
not
it's
wrong.
Considered. Shell in Nambour, afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
Hi, Shelley.
What hit your car?
I was stationary coming out of the tyre place at Kmart End. And I was coming out to Aerodrome Road. I was stationary, and this old guy who had a little bit too much to drink on an electric wheelchair scooter went to the side of my car.
One of those guys. I see them. They're fast and loose quite often,
yeah,
aren't they? And he just said, well, what's going on there? Did he bounce or did he cause any damage? What happened?
What do you mean, did he bounce?
He did cause some damage. He still hasn't paid for it. Which is really frustrating. And I literally had my other side fixed the week before.
Oh, you're kidding.
From another.
Who would have thought
incident?
An alcoholic guy in an electric scooter wouldn't pay his bills?
Yeah, he sounds like a stand up citizen.
You know what I mean? Like, what are the odds?
Is that considered drink driving?
It'd
for
have
him?
To be.
Do you reckon?
Oh, no,
it would have to be.
You know what? It's considered Wednesday for him.
Yeah,
that's
you're
what
not
it's
wrong.
Considered.
Caroline's in Noosa. Caroline, have you got a story about something hitting your car?
Yeah, true story. So quite impressive. I was 18 driving through Nambour back in the day, and I went down and crossed the train, the old sugarcane train track.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you remember? And. Yep. As I went across, because I'd only been driving 2 weeks, my car stalled on top of the sugarcane train.
Oh, no.
And ever the Optimus in my tiny little, I can't even remember what it was, tiny little car, Honda Civic, tiny little Honda Civic, and it came up, and I kept thinking, it's going to stop. And I'm sure the train driver thought, she's going to get off. And neither happened. And they hit me and dragged me right up to the middle of the main, yeah.
Oh, my God. Right were you still in the car, obviously? You didn't just ditch it and run?
I was right at the last minute. So I thought, I've got to get out. They're not going to stop. But the passenger grabbed me and pulled me over. Yes. Wrote my poor little car off.
That is scary. That's a cool story, though.
Yeah.
You've been hit by a train.
It is a very cool story. Nambour sugarcane train, fully laden too, coming up from Bloodline.
Yeah, they don't stop. That'll take a few Ks to stop that thing. Caroline, just want to ask, did you have to change your underpants after that one? Because I would have done some decorating, if you get what I mean.
I kept thinking they'd stop.
Yeah.
I honestly did. At 18, I mean, you know. I didn't know much, but it is a big running joke that I've been hit by a train in my car.
So when people say, like, I feel like I've been hit by a train, you're like, you have no idea.
I have been hit by a train.
Have you completely avoided manual cars ever since? Are you an automatic only gal?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, my dad said to me, if you ever stall on the train track, hop it across. This is when he was teaching me to drive, and I was like,
that's not going to happen.
I don't need to learn that. That's not going to happen.
cracker story.
That is a cracker of a story.
If ever a lady was meant to ring for a particular phone topic, it's now. Thank you, Caroline.
I know. Have a great day. See ya.
All righty, let's go now to Rodney in Budrum. Rodney, what's hit your car?
So, funny story. I just got for Christmas a used 1/5 scale RC car that I took out with a friend, and he was driving my car, my remote control car, and drove it into the front bumper of my brand new car. So, yeah, he's not driving it anymore. He knows.
Oh, he just hung up. Oh, God, the remote control car's after him again.
Is that what?
I literally just dropped out.
Rodney. Oh, poor Rodney. Rodney.
Oh, that was such a good story.
Yeah, I don't think his mate wanted us to hear the rest of it.
That's true.
Let's go quickly to Georgie in Mountain Creek. Hello, George.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, getting it done. Tell us, what hit your car?
So I was driving on a back road between Childers and Gander, and I seen a snake on the road, and a bird's come down right in front of my car, tried to pick the snake up, and then I've hit the snake and the bird.
Oh. Wow, what type of snake was it?
I'm not quite sure. I was a bit freaked out at the time.
Well, that's the first question you asked.
Because I'm thinking, was it a big python or was it like a red belly?
Does it matter?
What are we talking?
It was a snake.
It changes
and
the story.
And why are you asking about the bird?
If you've got a 2-metre python on your car, that's very different to a little tree snake.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, it wasn't like a huge snake.
No. Still scary.
No, so both of them are in animal heaven.
I don't know. I didn't stop to check on them.
She's getting as far away as she could.
She's not pulling over to see if it's angry, is she, in that situation? Stuff it, I'm out of here.
Not swapping insurance details.
Ellie and Bex. 91.9 CFM.